Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealership with Fiona, a service advisor. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mike.
What's today's lecture?
Today's advice is about tires.
Okay, advise me.
You should have your tire pressure checked, the tread depth inspected, and the tires rotated regularly.
That sounded a lot like a lecture.
It's part of the overall wellness of your vehicle.
Restore your ride with the $60 mail-in rebate on four select name brand tires, plus another $60 when you use the Ford service credit card. That's $120. Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for details through 5/31/13.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody, it's David Nikki Nellis, Foodie and the Beast. We are live at the fabled Birchmere here in Arlington for the annual Carpenter's Cook-Off benefiting the Carpenter's Shelter and featuring tastings from more than 20 of the top restaurants in and around Alexandria, which is going to be awesome. This event is a sellout today. It's amazing, and it's all to help Carpenter's Shelter.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? Right.
Look at that audience.
Sold out event.
We got a huge mosh pit. I'll be surfing the mosh pit shortly.
Get ready.
This is the 25th anniversary year of the Carpenter's Shelter. It's a good thing to know. And today's especially important because they had a small electrical fire not long ago. And I guess the fire department created an indoor pool for them. So they had some damage. And their goal is to raise $10,000 to cover the cost. And costs were a good thing. Carpenter Shelter happens to be one of the top five finalists of the Washington Post Award for Excellence in Nonprofit Management.
Another congratulations.
And we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking to one of the nonprofit managers here right now. Lisette Bishens is the executive director of Carpenter Shelter. She's going to be speaking to us in a minute.
And we have Chef Will Artley. He is with Pizzeria Orso. He's not cooking today. He's judging. He's going to tell us what it takes to be a judge when you're judging your peers.
It takes being hungry.
It does take being hungry. Hunger helps.
Right.
Executive chef at Bravo, Chris Watson, is going to talk with us, and he's going to provide some treats for those of you sitting in the audience. Shannon Overmiller is back with us. She's the executive chef and newly named partner at Majestic.
Shannon.
We love Shannon over in Alexandria.
And Missy Pankow, who's the restaurant manager at Cheese Teak.
Which we love.
It's here, and they've got their awesome award-winning mac and cheese.
Okay.
I was smelling it before.
Okay.
It's like, I can't wait. And Adnan Hamidi is here from
Somebody likes the mac and cheese. Well, you'll be getting some in just a little bit.
Alexandria,
so get prepared.
Alexandria Cupcake. And if you're in the audience today, you're getting tastes from everybody who's coming up
front. You get a little taste before the show.
If you ain't in a chair, I would get in a chair. So let's start off with Lisette Bishens, who's the executive director of the Carpenter's Shelter. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thank you for inviting us back so we can do this again with you.
Couldn't do it without you.
Oh,
love to have
really?
You here. No.
Lifetime job? All
right. Lifetime job.
Hubba hubba.
You're hired.
All right. So why don't you do it from the beginning? Tell us about Carpenter's Shelter and the mission that you guys follow everything.
So our mission is to provide sustainable independence to homeless folks. We've been in the business for 25 years. We serve about 1,000 homeless people a year, and that is anywhere from the chronically homeless all the way till we have them in housing. And we have a tremendous success rate. This event is in its 11th year, and it is our largest fundraiser for our operations. And it raises, hopefully, about $100,000 towards our
$2
million.
$100,000 we're going to raise.
That's great.
How exciting.
Because this year's a sellout. Is it a sellout every year?
It sold out for the first time last year in our 10-year anniversary.
Wait a minute. That's a coincidence. Last year was our first year here.
I know.
Right?
See? You helped us get there.
I want to say categorically we had nothing to do with it, I'm sure. But, no, but it's a great event. And look at all the action going on.
It is a great event, and it's wonderful volunteers and supporters that come back every single year. We've got 24 restaurants. This year, 7 new ones.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, bringing in all these restaurants every year, because there's a lot of food and wine events around town, and the restaurants, you know, you keep going to the well over and over.
Right.
So let's talk about who's here today and who's helping to support the cause.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many. So I'll talk a couple of the new ones. So, you know, Cheesesteak is new. Alexander Cupcake is new. A couple of the people that have been here for years. We've got Bread and Chocolate has been here for years, and never fail to mention Mike over at Pork Barrel Barbecue. He's been a big, big supporter. And so we have so many wonderful restaurants. Of course, Bravo and Majestic, and new this year is Hard Times Cafe. They've got a beautiful little setup over
there.
They
do.
You know, they just – the community really comes out. The restaurant community really comes out for us here in Alexandria. We're the largest shelter in Northern Virginia, but our heart is in Alexandria, and the restaurants here really show it.
I'm just going to say the community
right,
comes
the community
out, too.
Right, the community comes out, too. How many tickets sold today?
650.
Mamma mia!
Come by today.
You would ask that, right?
So I did ask that.
Did ask well, that. I saw a couple of things. You can go down to the getaway.
There's a NASCAR package. So Mobile One, you could go down to the Dover Raceway, and it's a package for four, and down by you know, the race, and get to have stuff signed and all that kind of stuff for those people that like races. Todd Thrasher, that's a really big one. He's a big mix master. And
incredible cocktails at Restaurant Eve and Society Fair and at the Majestic. He arranges all that kind of stuff. So he's got a terrific auction
he's
out
got
there.
I should add, just added, is a one-week getaway at a Harbor.
Small fire. Can you explain what happened so that people know?
Yes. So we have these bags that we use, which is part of how people move in and caught fire. It was a small electrical fire in a that's got displaced. Nobody got hurt. And we love our Alexandria firefighters. They come in water ablazing, and they put out the fire, and nobody was hurt, and we got everybody out. It was a nice little fire drill.
Okay.
But that water really comes
out. A
lot
of water damage.
So, back rolling within 2 days, but the damage is going to be about $45,000.
Wow!
And our take of it is going to be about $10,000.
Okay, so we need to raise an extra $10,000.
We do need to raise an extra $10,000. I'm going to do a little shout out to one of our cook-off partner restaurant groups. So, and that would be Virtue, which is one of the restaurant groups with the Majestic.
Right.
And they're doing May 6th at Virtue. There, if you mentioned Carpenter Shelter, they're giving 10%. Of the checks, all towards our fire relief fund.
So if you go to Virtue on May 6th and you say, Carpenter Shelter, 10% of your check immediately
comes
goes to
us.
The shelter.
That's
fabulous.
Right.
We love that. Okay, very cool.
Meet us out for dinner, and it's all day. Lunch, dinner,
excellent.
Both.
Okay, so we're going to bring you back later on in the show because there are judges who, aside from the public opinion that helps pick the winner today, there are judges who are coming in who are going to do a variety. They get three different options.
Three different options.
Right?
We have appetizer, entree,
And dessert. Okay, so they're going to judge it. So we're going to give them an on your mark, get set, go. We're going to give them what they need to do to do it.
And I got to throw one thing in real quick. The Alpha Dog Blues Band is here. They're going to be playing us in and out of commercials. And they are red hot. They were warming up before we got the show started. So you're going to enjoy that too.
But speaking of judges, so one of your judges today is Chef Will Artley. Does everybody here know Will? Let's give Will a round of applause. Pizzeria Orso.
He's very judgmental.
He is judgmental. That's what they say about you.
You know, I have an opinion on everything, I guess.
So isn't it weird, because you cook at a lot of these kinds of events, is it weird to be a judge at one of these things?
This is probably, I mean, this is hands down my favorite event that I took part in every single year until this year.
When you were at Evening Star.
When I was at Evening Star.
Okay, does everybody remember Will from Evening Star Cafe? Do you guys remember him there?
So
amazing.
This is, you know, my favorite, and it was, you know, the biggest competition amongst all of us as far as bragging rights. So it's a little different coming back and judging.
I know, but now that you're judging, how do you feel about that?
You know, it's exciting.
Is it?
It's good to see everybody still has the competition in between them, and it's good to be back in, like, Del Rey and Alexandria.
Well, I want to talk about your pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about
Pizzeria Orso. First of all, you've got a special oven. You want to talk to me about your oven? Your oven is nuts.
I have an oven that was hand-built in Naples.
Accidenti.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's one of, I believe, five in the country right now.
Okay.
With
Does your oven have a green card? That means cool?
Yeah, it does. It's a Visa.
All right, cool.
It's working.
All right.
And what is it about it that's so special?
It's just built with clay and rock from Mount Vesuvius.
Okay.
Fourth generation builders now. Mm-hmm. They've been making them for a long time.
So what does that do to the pizza?
Right. What is it? What is
holds
it in the
heat.
Flavor?
It's holds heat. It's the perfect shape. It's perfect. You know, you only cook like four pizzas at a time, but it only takes about 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Neapolitan style, the original way.
Well, for people who don't know what Neapolitan style is, can you explain that? Because it's very, I mean, there are regulations that you have to follow with Neapolitan style, right?
Exactly. So we cook 100% by wood.
Mm-hmm.
We use Alexandria white oak, actually.
Okay.
It's 1,000 degrees. You have to use a certain tomato from Italy, a certain flour
from
Italy.
Is that San Marzano?
San Marzano's. Mm-hmm. But we use DOPs.
Look what she knows.
Yeah, I know my DOCG.
Yeah?
I know what's going on.
We use a special cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to take anything away from any other, you know, pizza place.
Right.
It's just a regulation that you just assign yourself. Like, you want to, if you can join it, you join it.
Okay.
So it's basically the original pizza.
All right.
Let me ask a question. So when you go out, like, you guys are participating in D.C. Central Kitchen Soundbites event on May, 19th at the 9:30 Club.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're out in the world, you can't bring your oven with you. What do you do?
Well, there's a number of ways. We can we're looking at this event, we're actually not going to do pizza, but we specialize also in global small plates. So it's like once a week I do tamales, but because I'm an Italian restaurant, I call it stuffed polenta.
Uh-huh.
But if anybody's had a tamale, it's definitely a tamale.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
but
I have to stay in the Italian theme, but I'm Mexican.
This is a food show. Where's the taste?
Yeah, where's our taste?
I came hungry.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. Just quickly, we have about 2 minutes left with you. We're going to bring you on at the end because you are one of the judges. But you've got a new spring menu.
You got a brand new spring
menu. Tell us what's happening at Pizzeria Orso.
Just a lot of, I mean, it's sprung me into learning more about my community in Falls Church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the appreciation of Alexandria has brought in for me to learn more about, you know, Falls Church. So just a brand new spring menu.
What are some of the items we can look forward to seeing on it?
Everything from octopus to a number of things from what I had at Evening Star, like my BLT, my mussels are there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the probably five things I brought with me.
Right. But you weren't really making pizzas at Evening Star. So is that,
no,
did you
I
have to get specially trained to make that happen?
Yeah, I'm certified by the Italian government.
You
so,
are?
Yeah. So I went and got certified and got a master's in artisan bread, so now I know dough.
You know dough. He knows dough. I feel like there should be like a Homer Simpson play right there.
All right, you mean dough?
Yes, thank you.
Exactly.
All right. Yes.
The Alpha Dog Blues Band is gonna play us out to our commercial.
Playing, and we are live at the Carpenter Shelter Cook-Off. We have a lovely little audience sitting here in front of us.
It's not so little. Look, there are millions of them. Millions.
We'll be back in just a sec.
The 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor is Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th. Saturday at 3, try the high-end wine and spirits tasting on the beach, then chill out at the Gaylord's Poe's Rooftop Lounge with a sunset wine and cheese tasting. Sunday at 11, join Foodie and the Beast for a live radio broadcast with chefs like Scott Bruneau, Rock Harper, Mike Isabella, and Brian Voltaggio, who all lead demos later that day. For foodie fun and more, it's the 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor, sponsored by Mini USA. Visit wineandfoodnh.com for info.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Escape the everyday to the close-by Early Mountain Vineyards in Madison, Virginia. A relaxing getaway just a short drive from D.C., it has an award-winning tasting room, breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge, and the best of Virginia wines, locally grown food, live music, and slow sunsets. Visit earlymountain.com or follow them on Twitter at Early Mountain. Mention Foodie and the Beast and this ad for a free flight of wines at your next visit.
The 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor is Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th. Saturday at 3, try the high-end wine and spirits tasting on the beach, then chill out at the Gaylord's Poe's Rooftop Lounge with a sunset wine and cheese tasting. Sunday at 11, join Foodie and the Beast for a live radio broadcast with chefs like Scott Bruneau, Rock Harper, Mike Isabella, and Brian Voltaggio, who all lead demos later that day. For foodie fun and more, it's the 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor, sponsored by Mini USA. Visit wineandfoodnh.com for info.
Are we back on the air?
Gosh, we are back on the air.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast. We are broadcasting live from the Carpenter's Cook-Off. It's our second year here, and it's a sellout.
It is
and
a sellout.
And if you want to make a connection, it's okay with me. It probably doesn't exist, but go crazy. I want to thank the Alpha Dog Blues Band for playing us in and playing during the break. And now we're going to be talking Brabo.
Now we're going to be talking food. It's time to talk a little food.
We're talking food. Robert,
and I see some food being passed out. There we go.
Robert Wiedemeyer's Brabo in Old Town Alexandria is a home run. Robert's a neighbor of ours.
He is a neighbor of
always
ours.
Always happy to see a neighbor do well. Chris Watson is the executive chef there. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
Brought a friend, Umar.
Yes.
Umar. What's your last name, Umar?
Umar. And my last name is Naim.
Last name is Naim?
Naim.
Okay, good.
All right.
There we go. And what is your title?
I'm the general manager.
You're the general manager. Lift up your mic a little bit. There you go.
There
perfect.
We go.
Okay.
All right. So, Chris, let's start off talking. I mean, I don't know that anybody here could possibly have not have heard of Brabo. But talk about the restaurant. Talk about your menu. Let's make sure the listening.
Well, at Brabo, we have three different restaurants. We have Brabo, which is our fine dining, white tablecloth style restaurant. And then we have the Tasting Room, which is our casual 40-seat, very, very casual restaurant.
I love the Tasting Room.
And then we have the Butcher's Block, which is a full-service butcher shop, wine shop, cheese shop. So we have a lot of stuff going on. Plus, we have a 107-room hotel, so we do a lot of functions.
Room service. You're busy.
We're very busy.
You're busy. Yeah. Okay.
Which is fortunate.
Right, of course.
Alexandria is really been good to us.
Oh, that's great. Well, so for people, let's say for those who haven't been to Brabo or with the changing of the seasons, let's talk about what's going on there.
Everybody here is going to be there in about 2 minutes.
I know. What are they eating? Tell everybody
well,
what they're eating.
Our fantastic pastry chef and her crew created a brown butter and rhubarb tart with a macerated strawberries and rhubarb with whipped cream.
That sounds terrible. Is it terrible? I can't hear anything from anybody. It sounds really good.
I would love to know how terrible it is.
Okay, I think somebody would like to bring David one, please, or else we'll start getting cranky. All right, so let's talk about the menu that you guys are doing.
Okay, well, it's we jumped right into spring, so lots of spring stuff, asparagus, peas, ramps, halibut's in season, morels are in season. We're just getting the first tasting of king salmon from Alaska.
Yum.
So we're, moving right into all that stuff.
And you guys have this new, you're doing this sommelier, what did I read? You're doing, I got a press release about a sommelier dinner program?
So we started,
sommelier's table,
yeah,
right?
Sommelier's table.
We started
my homework.
A somms table where we basically took the chef's table and turned it around to where The sommelier is going to pick the wine, and then I'm going to match the food to that.
So that's Matt Carroll, right?
Matt Carroll, yeah.
Matt Carroll. We know Matt Carroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we do anywhere from 6 to 8 people. We could probably do 10 or 12 if we wanted to. It's usually couples, or the whole group could be the same, or it could be individual people.
So is this offered, like, if I called and say, hi, I want to do this, you'll arrange it for me, or is this offered on a specific night?
We come out, and we pick a theme like Bordeaux or Spanish wine or something, and we'll create something, set up a date, and then we'll get people to join us for that day.
How hard is it when you're setting a menu and it's on the sommelier to sort of match the wines? And I know you guys work together. Does it flip any of the sort of the stress or the tension when it's the somm picking the wines and you've got to figure out what to do?
I think it's easier for me because I can always change a sauce or change a preparation to match a wine where he can't adjust the wine. So he has to get... Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it's much easier just to do it on the fly.
So what's the first one that you guys are doing? What do you know? You're doing...
Go ahead. We're doing Bordeaux.
Yes. Okay, Bordeaux wines.
That's on May the 10th.
Anybody else like Bordeaux wines in the audience? Anybody else? Okay.
They're too busy eating.
I know. Okay.
Like,
so
what?
Bordeaux wines.
Is she talking?
Yes. And how many courses are you serving at this kind of dinner?
This one will probably be 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. An 8-course meal. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you'll do it once a month?
We're doing them twice a month,
twice
every 2
month.
Weeks on Wednesdays.
So every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So you guys will keep us posted. You'll let us know
what
you're doing and what's happening there. And so let's talk about what you decided to serve today. I mean, are you ready for this competition? Because you're going to be judged.
Last year...
Are you sweating, Chris? Nervous.
I'm not nervous, but last year our pastry chef and her team came out and won.
Oh.
So I was explained to yesterday by the pastry chef that... under no circumstances am I to lose.
Okay.
Do we have anyone volunteering to stuff the ballot box?
Right.
No.
We will give free dinners to Bravo. We brought beer to give away. We'll give whatever you need.
Oh,
away.
My
just,
goodness.
Just to make sure we get
I didn't hear him say money.
Right.
Well, I cook for a living. I don't have any money.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the other stuff coming up. You've got a tour of Spain on May 22nd. What's happening there? Are we all going?
Right.
We can.
Let's go, Umar. Come on.
But that's part of the Somm's table.
That's part of the Somm's table.
No, that's part of the Somm's table
exactly.
themes.
Yes.
So you'll just pick different wines and things of that nature?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then Iconic USA, is it wines from anywhere? I mean, what we've had on the show have been, you know, obviously California and Oregon wines, but we've had wines from Missouri and Virginia and all that. Are you moving around the country?
We are, but, you know, if you think Iconic USA, think of things like, you know, Dominus. You know, that's an iconic. So what we're talking about is the winemakers or the wineries that really brought the American wine scene to the world.
So
right.
like, so, which ones?
So I think it's like Dominus and a couple of Oregon winemakers. So just trying to find some cool
really
wineries.
Big names.
Number names, yes.
Okay. And let's talk about what's going on at the market. You know, like how do you work with the market and what people can find
well,
there.
Well, I'm the chef, so anything that you can chew, I'm responsible
okay,
for.
Okay, so it's all you.
So
okay,
it's all,
great.
We have a manager named Chris that runs the place.
Right.
He does a very good job. We just fill it up with as much stuff as we possibly can. So we have meat from all over Virginia. We do a lot of dry goods from Italy, France, Spain, everything like that.
It's really the picture of a little gourmet market.
We try to make it like a European-style market with local ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come in and buy a steak. You can buy the sauce that goes with the steak. You can buy the vinegar that would go with the salad with the steak. You can buy everything that you need for a meal right there. Or we can cook it for you. Mm-hmm. And make you look like the king.
Right. Mm. I like that. I like that very much.
Because it's bad news if you come and spend, you know, $60 on a steak and overcook it. It's much easier for us.
You know,
to
I just offered to cook dinner and you just blew the surprise. So I really appreciate that.
Like I wouldn't have known after he served that for dinner. Okay. Well, for people who don't know, let's tell everybody where the three places are and how they can find out. I mean, other than the list, areyouwanted.com, of course, how you can find out about these wine dinners that you're doing.
We're at 1600 King Street, Old Town Alexandria.
Okay,
so we're
great.
Right a couple blocks from the Metro.
Uh-huh.
We're on Facebook and Twitter all the time.
Absolutely. You know, webpage.
Website.
Everything.
Yeah,
all right, so everybody can find everything out. All right, so did everybody enjoy the rhubarb? Was it delicious? Great. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck today. We hope you win.
Thank you very much.
We
do. All right.
All right, next up is Shannon Overmiller.
Shannon Overmiller. Does everybody know Shannon from the Majestic?
Now, she did bring money to pay you.
She brought. She's ready. She's got her game day face
on. She's got her crab soup.
She is ready.
So,
thank you.
Her crab soup is... almost iconic. Thank you. Almost iconic to this event. And so is she. So how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Very
first,
good.
We have to congratulate her. I don't know if you all know this, but she was just recently named partner at her restaurant, which is a big deal. I'm so
thank
proud
you.
Of you. Congratulations.
And
thank
I just
you.
Recently tasted her crab soup, and it's good.
So what does that mean for you? What does partner now mean for you?
Well, basically, I get a little piece of the pie of the Majestic, and I'm,
literally pie.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I get a little, I get the recognition of decisions that are made with the Eat Good Food Group, Restaurant Eve and Society Fair and Amon's and the Majestic, and it's just a good honor. I've been with the company for almost 8 years, so.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
So what's happening at the Majestic these days?
Just staying busy, busy, busy every day. I mean, we've been getting more and more people every day, and we're just very honored. I mean, we do events everywhere. We're always included in everything, so just keeps getting better and better.
So, I was going to ask. So, in the middle of all that, you have to plan your forward menus for each season, right?
Right.
So, is spring launched, or are you?
Spring
still...
is launched. We just did spring. We have ramps and peas and asparagus and creme fraiche and things like that. Just and then we just basically, I'm getting ready to start the summer menu now too.
I mean,
doesn't stop.
Do you feel like when all the produce from spring comes in, like after winter? Not that there's anything wrong with the winter produce, but are you like a kid in a candy store? Are you oh, I want to do this. I want to try that.
Everything's fresh and green and brilliant and bright. And spring is one of the most invigorating. I think fall and spring are probably my two favorite menus to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just full of life. And it's a short season. So,
it's soon
as it
comes. It's very short. Like
ramps? As soon as it comes, it's gone.
Fiddlehead Ferns?
Yep.
They do not last long.
Uh-uh.
Right?
But that's exciting, because it motivates you for the summertime.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? I think
yes.
I have just spotted our youngest listener ever. How old is that dude? Yeah.
Aww. Hi there.
Hi.
Shows, when they bring them up, right, they still the beast.
Right.
They become 10. They still listen. I love it.
It's going to have some sheet crab soup today.
That's right.
Let's talk about the sheet crab soup. It's delicious.
How do you
thank
make
you.
It? I want to know
this. What is sheet crab soup?
Well, it's...
I'm going to say it's...
It's
female
the female
crabs.
Roe, the eggs that the females give. But basically, it's a recipe that I've been cooking since I was 16, and I... my boyfriend is Chef Cesare Lanfranconi, and this is the first thing I had the guts to cook for him because he's a chef. So I knew
you're
it was good.
You're a chef.
This was 10 years ago.
Okay.
So. And it seemed to work. So I basically just crab meat, a little hot sauce, Worcestershire, Old Bay, cream, butter, onion, celery, and fennel.
Is everybody digging into it? Is it delicious? It's so soothing. It's
fennel,
yummy.
I, a million years ago, lived in Italy, and fennel, we ate fennel all the time. But fennel here was...
everybody's like, ah.
But is it making a kind of a comeback here?
I have fennel on four of my dishes at the restaurant right now.
I love it. How many of you have eaten fennel? It's pretty
I think
good.
Everybody's eaten fennel.
It's that licorice taste. It's so good.
I know, but I don't feel like the fennel here is as strong licorice-wise as
it's
the fennel
not.
In Italy.
Sometimes when we get fresh fennel from the farms, it's a lot denser and harder, and it's much more licorice-y, much more spicy.
Okay.
And but it's like anything that's, if you buy things that in the States, they mass-produce them a little bit more than the farmer that grows them, right in his backyard. So, but it's definitely a difference, yeah.
And how about you guys? Like, I know your restaurant group does a lot of work with farms and things of that nature. How does that, are you working with the farms now? Like, how do you decide that product?
Yeah,
like,
as much
who
as
you
possible.
Work with?
I mean, you can't do everything every day. But we were very fortunate to have a great local, group of farmers that basically bring the food right to us. So, we don't even have to go to the market early in the morning. I mean, we do, but we're very fortunate. A lot of our seafood and produce and our meats as well.
So now I'm going to make you talk cocktails for a minute. We got about 2 minutes here, and you guys have just, it's not just your spring menu of cocktails, but there's some fun in there. So
yeah, we always do a riff on usually classics because we do American classics. That's our theme at the Majestic. We're diner.
Right.
And Todd always brings back things like a Pisco Sour and things like that and a riff on a margarita, a riff on a Manhattan. And this year we're doing those classic cocktails, and they always have a theme behind them and a story behind them and the reason why we do them. And then, like, in the summertime, we'll switch to the tiki cocktails. So each season, Todd brings out something new and does a theme. And this one is a very classic, a lot of speakeasy drinks, things like that.
Okay. So has everybody going to go down now and try some of Todd's cocktails and some of Shannon's?
At all our restaurants, Todd does all the cocktails. So.
Excellent. All right. So you are ready. You've got your gloves on. You're ready to win
hopefully
the battle today?
3 years in a row.
What have you won?
This.
You win this every year
People's
for appetizer,
choice.
People's choice. All right, so let's see if she could do it again. Shannon Overmiller, tell everybody where the Majestic is, please.
911 King Street, Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, go by and say hi, please. We're gonna go out for a little commercial break, and the Alpha Dog Blues Bands is going to take us out.
And I'm going to sing.
And we'll be back in just a sec.
Maybe not.
Are they going to play? All right, let's hear
it.
Get
it, boys.
Great.
Oh, yeah, baby. And I love you, baby.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here. This message is brought to you by GEICO and WTOP.
Sometimes pain and depression can lead a person to take their own life. Talking with someone who understands can make a difference. Call the Suicide Hotline now, 855-320-5433. That's 855-320-LIFE. You talk, we listen. Together, we survive. 855-320-5433 in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. This message is brought to you by Metro and the D.C. Department of Mental Health.
The 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor is Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th. Saturday at 3, try the high-end wine and spirits tasting on the beach, then chill out at the Gaylord's Poe's Rooftop Lounge with a sunset wine and cheese tasting. Sunday at 11, join Foodie and the Beast for a live radio broadcast with chefs like Scott Bruneau, Rock Harper, Mike Isabella, and Brian Voltaggio, who all lead demos later that day. For foodie fun and more, it's the 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor, sponsored by Mini USA. Visit wineandfoodnh.com for info.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
So we are back on Foodie and the Beast.
Let's give a hand
Nikki
for the
Nellis.
Alpha Dog Blues Band. That was awesome.
Awesome. And we're at the Carpenter's Cook-Off for the benefit for the Carpenter's Shelter. And we are rocking. And I'll tell you what rocks. Missy Pankow's here from Cheese Teak. And I'm eating their award-winning knockout, rockout mac and cheese. And it's awesome. And we have a special guest judge of the mac and cheese, Tessa Nellis. How is it? Is it pretty good?
Is it good?
Yeah. All right. We're getting the nod. Or she's nodding out. I don't know which. One of the two. So, Missy, you've got two Cheese Teaks now, right?
Yes.
So just tell everybody, Cheese Teak kind of suggests what it is, but why don't you tell everybody what Cheese Teak
no,
is?
No, but it's so much more. So
it is. It is. So we Cheese Teak originally opened in 2004, and then about 4 years later.
In Delray.
In Delray, yes.
Okay.
It was this little itty-bitty location, and then 4 years later, it just started as Jill Erber, our owner, just working behind the counter, and it was just a retail store. 4 years later, she opened up a bigger location and put on our cheese and wine bar. And then...
No, wait, is that in Churlington?
This is in Delray.
Sure. Oh, mm-hmm. In Delray. Okay, it's all in Delray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we added on a back dining room 3 years after that, and then a month after that, we opened up Churlington.
Okay.
So it has been a really rapid expansion.
But is everything cheese-driven?
Yes, we have a cheese-centric menu in our cheese and wine bar, and then in the retail section, at any given time, we have at least 250 or more cheeses.
Well, I think everyone will agree with me. What a friend we have in cheeses. Thank you.
Please don't laugh at that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So, but let's talk about the kind of cheeses that you guys are offering, what your cheese program is, and how it lends itself to the menu.
Okay. So, we definitely try to get in all kinds of artisan cheeses, you know, not just stuff that you can find anywhere, but things that are, you know, farmstead, small production, mm-hmm. very unique. And we definitely try and feature those on our menu so that people can get exposed to more and more different kinds of cheese.
So this is something that people can buy there?
Absolutely, yes.
And then they can also go sit down and have, like, a tray of cheeses, right?
And the great thing about it being a restaurant and a retail shop is that if you come into the restaurant and you're like, oh, my gosh, I love this cheese I had on my board, you can go up front and you can buy a quarter pound and take it home with you.
Take it home with you. Yeah. Okay, so now... Sorry, do you have a question?
I want to talk about the mac and cheese.
Okay. All right. Did everybody get some mac and cheese?
Is there
How
truffle,
yummy.
Is there truffle oil in there?
Yes. So the cheese is in our mac and cheese teak, which was actually featured in Food and Wine a few months ago, which is, you know, really great. Huge honor.
How about that for a setup, huh?
Yeah. It was not too bad. So it's a cacio di Roma, which is a semi-firm sheep cheese. We have goat gouda and Asiago.
Yum.
So you get goat, cow, and sheep cheeses in there. So you get this really nice, like, gooey yet slightly tangy flavor. And then on top of that, we have truffle-infused breadcrumbs.
Yum.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
So that's what you're smelling.
It makes clogging up your arteries absolutely positively.
Well, and
PC.
I think also for the cook-off competition, For the cook-off competition, I think, you know, you're really, I mean, bringing truffles to a competition, especially truffle oil, says a lot, don't you think? Like,
yeah.
Says, I'm serious, I want to win.
Definitely.
No two ways about it. Okay, you guys also have an incredible wine program.
We do.
You really can't do cheese without wine, right?
No,
it
they do.
Helpful.
They definitely go hand in hand. You know, we do classes, both cheese and wine centered. We have a very nice, like, large wine selection in our retail section. All of our wines in the restaurant are available by the glass and by the bottle. Mm-hmm. And we do free wine tastings on Saturdays from 1 to 4. So,
free. Look, she said free, honey.
Yes, free.
David's on his way. He'll be the first one in line.
Hear that.
Right, so, better when it's
question.
Free.
Do you have... I know you have cheese tasting classes. Are there cheese making classes?
You know, we haven't done that yet. We've thought about it, and you know, it's just we're going to figure out
time
the logistics. It's time consuming, but we realize that, you know, for people to like make their own mozzarella or their own ricotta would be really, really exciting.
I'd love to have my own goats in the backyard along with the dogs. That should be
fun. And they would mow your lawn.
Well, we have a dog that would herd them. And
right,
then,
we do.
There you go. That's a perfect setup.
But let's just talk about a little bit. I mean, these cheese classes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does somebody get into a cheese class? What are they all the same? Like, tell us about the classes and what they're like.
Okay. So we'll do classes with specific themes. Like, last fall we did a bunch of 101 classes. We did wine 101, beer 101, pickling 101.
Oh, yum.
So we don't just do cheese.
Right.
And we actually have a class tonight. Unfortunately, it's sold out. But it's we have an Italian winemaker who is in town, and he is going to be talking about his wines. So we have winemakers come. We have, you know, and we always pair cheeses with the wines so that you get to, like, try a little bit of this and figure out what combinations you like.
Neat.
And any time that you are interested in signing up for one of our classes, you can just check on our website, sign up for our newsletter, and it's just www.cheeseteak.com.
Okay.
And just scroll down the bottom, type in your email.
Has anybody gone to one of these classes? Because if you haven't, they're terrific. You need to go. You need to learn about cheese. You need to learn about wine. It's such a great way to spend an hour or
any,
two.
Any thoughts about opening up on the other side of the river in Bethesda near our house?
Yeah. We have had plenty of requests. People say DC, Bethesda.
Yes.
We're, like, I think close to Tyson. So,
no.
You know, we're hearing the cries, and we are... We'll keep you guys posted. I'll say that much.
You know, finding a little cheese shop in your neighborhood is really important.
Yes.
Because you know, we serve cheese all the time. So, and I think people like to learn about cheese and try different ones, except, you know, for like the six that are sold in a regular grocery store.
Right, right.
So you need to open up your palate.
Yeah, people come in and they'll stand from the cheese case and then we're like, hey, can I help you? And they just say,
it's overwhelming.
So overwhelmed right now. This is awesome.
All right, well, Missy, let's make sure everybody knows physically where they are and where they are on the web.
I'm sorry?
Your locations. Cheese Teak is in Shirlington.
If you go out to Mount Vernon Avenue and you turn left from the Birchmere, if you drive about 2 minutes, you're at the original Cheese Teak location.
Excellent. And that's where
all right, you all got that?
Yeah.
Right. Everybody knows how
complex.
To get there. Right.
Yes, I know. If you get lost, you know, we can walk over there.
No, if you get lost, you don't deserve any cheese.
And then the other location is in Shirlington Village, just right on the main drag, like basically right by that main large intersection, right in the heart of Shirlington.
And you can find everything at cheeseteak.com.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All
everybody,
right.
Well, good luck today with
thank
that
you.
Mac and cheese.
We can all right, so now
cheese.
We're going to do a natural segue. Everybody follows cheese with cupcakes. Am I right?
Right, right. They go hand in hand.
I do.
Adnan Hamidi, am I saying it right? Good. Adnan Hamidi is with Alexandria Cupcake, and they're in Old Town Alexandria. And my first question is, cupcakes everywhere.
Yes, sir.
So how does a cupcake store come in and literally slice its way into the marketplace and become, you know, a mainstay as opposed to one of those things that falls away, which you've done. You've won the hearts and minds of people in Alexandria.
I'm glad to hear that.
There are two ways. First of all, you have to have the best product out there. Mm-hmm. You can have the best-looking shop, but if the product is not up to par, forget it. No one's coming back.
And everything's got to be from scratch.
Everything's from scratch, premium ingredients, and that's what we do. Yeah, you should try those samples.
I shall now eat one.
Yeah.
And that's how we did it. And then also loyalty as well. You must treat your customers well, and that's how you develop the loyalty.
Let's talk a little bit about Alexander
Cupcake. Is this a one-bite thing?
Can be for you.
It is for him. Ready? There you go. Very good. All right. Stupid dog tricks. I bring him everywhere.
You just had the Guinness Stout chocolate cake with Bailey's Irish cream frosting.
Oh, yeah. It looks gorgeous. So you're ready to, you're in competition for this dessert thing this year at the cook-off. This is your first time here, right?
This is our first year. We're glad to be here.
That's good. That's real good.
So for people who didn't hear, what kind of cupcake is it?
That's a Guinness Stout chocolate cake with Bailey's Irish cream frosting.
Oh, my goodness. Did everybody try it? Is it good? I see you're getting some over there.
So what's your blood alcohol level once you...
Well, by the time I eat about 10 of those...
You're gone.
I need a cab.
Call the driver.
So let's talk about your bakery, because it is a bakery, right?
Yes, it is.
So explain to people who haven't been there what's there, what they can find, and what it's like.
It's basically, we're located in a small row house retail place in on King Street in Old Town, just in the heart of Old Town. And as you walk in, it's not what you, when you step inside, it's not what you expect. It's going to be a very, very small takeout style bakery. It is extremely contemporary, very minimalist, but I think the decor will catch you quite a bit. Also, there's the main thing we sell are cupcakes. So when you come in, you will be basically be facing tons of cupcakes.
Terrible.
Now, what kind of
Terrible.
Flavors did you come up with, and how did you come up with all these different flavors?
We have about 27 flavors. We started off originally with 12, and for the last 3.5 years, we've been adding on
27 flavors sounds like an awful lot. I mean, were you just in the kitchen playing like a mad scientist? How did you come up with them?
Actually, my better half came up with most of the recipes.
Okay,
She gives them
shocking.
To me.
I'm shocked to hear that.
She
Go
gives
ahead.
The recipes to me.
I don't care. I'd rather eat anyway. So it's all the same to me.
But no, it's we have had a lot of demand. We get requests quite periodically for different flavors. Some we will play with, and actually, if it turns out well, if it's up to our standard, we'll gladly make that.
Why cupcake? I mean, how'd you get into this? Did you just wake up one morning and go, cupcake?
My calling.
No, actually, for years I wanted to open up a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And as most restaurateurs, I can tell you, that's quite a task to take on.
It is.
So I decided to make it somewhat easier on me and decided to look into desserts. And for about a year, played with different types of desserts. Then eventually came up with baked goods and then basically cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And about a month after I made that decision, guess the big one opened up not too long ago across the river.
Right.
And I had a great conversation with them. I chatted with them. My office used to be directly across the street from them.
Okay.
So we chatted, and they kind of affirmed my belief, this is what I need to do. And since then, I tell you, people have been so loyal. They come. They're patron us all the time. And we can't thank them enough.
No, but are you just doing cupcakes, or do you have other offerings?
We have other offerings that we've added on by request. We do certain specialty cookies. For example, we do the vegan chocolate chip. We have vegan products. We have gluten-free products as well.
Cupcakes, too?
Cupcakes, yes.
So vegan cupcakes?
Vegan cupcakes and gluten-free
cupcakes. And gluten-free cupcakes.
Yep.
So when you're doing a vegan cupcake, what can somebody who is vegan look to have? I mean, that means there's no eggs. There's no butter, right? So what are the kinds of flavors that you're offering?
We only offer one. As I dipped into the vegan world, I found that it is a very difficult thing
to
do.
It is, especially in baking.
Yeah,
it's
so
very
we
hard.
Perfected one flavor, and which is the chocolate cake.
Okay.
And we only do the chocolate. We do it a little bit differently. We actually, instead of putting a frosting on there, we actually dust it with Dutch cocoa and confectioner sugar. And just that combination of that warm cake, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Works out well. Now, what about gluten-free? Because that's a whole other animal.
Gluten-free, we do the vanilla and chocolate cupcakes, and we do tons of different types of frostings on them. So it's really endless. Whatever we offer, we can put it
and
on
what
there
do you
for you.
Use in place of the flour? Are you
coconut
using
flour.
Coconut flour. Yep. Interesting.
In addition to that, we also use coconut oil, which is, I don't want to call it a secret ingredient, but it definitely adds to the texture of the product.
And you just whipped these up on your own and came up with your own recipe?
I've been playing in the kitchen, watching my mom probably since I was 6 or 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So she had a little something to do with it.
Well, this was delicious. All right.
Thank
so
you.
I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you.
Right.
Online
and, where you are.
And offline.
We are online. Our website is alexandriacupcake.com.
Okay.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Alexandria Cupcake, and also we're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we are located on King Street, 1022 King Street, in the heart of Old Town Alexandria.
Terrible location.
Okay, now, is this a place where you can hang out, or is it just you go in and you leave? How does it work there?
It is set up in a way where you can come in. There's a small table. You can hang out around it, since we're not a sit-down restaurant.
Right.
But most people that come in, they do end up hanging out. It's just it's a madhouse. People are in there all the time and outside as well when the weather's nice.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can't miss us.
All right. So has everybody tried the cupcake? Did we get a? Can
Let's
we get
hear some
approval?
Noise. Come
what do you
on.
Think? It's pretty tasty, Thank you. Don't you think?
And I don't know where the Alpha Dog Blues Band is. I think they're off eating.
They're off eating. That's
but
what they're
we're
doing.
We're going to commercial.
Over there. All right. Well, we're going to a commercial break. We are live at the Carpenter Shelter Cook-Off. We'll be back in just a second.
Since 1988, Carpenter's Shelter has been more than just a roof to those in need. Carpenter's Shelter has grown from an old warehouse into a beautiful, clean, safe facility, providing shelter and a multitude of services at their residential shelter. As the largest homeless shelter in Northern Virginia, Carpenter's Shelter serves over 1,000 homeless and formerly homeless children and adults each year. Carpenter's Shelter aids the chronically homeless and shelters residents through their transition back into independent living. They empower clients to address the issues which led them to homelessness and provide the tools necessary to achieve lasting independence. 90% of those who complete the Carpenter's Shelter program never return to homelessness again. Carpenter's Shelter also provides basic services to Alexandria's chronically homeless through their outreach center at David's Place. They also operate the official winter shelter for the city of Alexandria. 3 shelters, 1 Carpenter's Shelter, 1 mission to end homelessness.
The 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor is Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th. Saturday at 3, try the high-end wine and spirits tasting on the beach, then chill out at the Gaylord's Poe's Rooftop Lounge with a sunset wine and cheese tasting. Sunday at 11, join Foodie and the Beast for a live radio broadcast with chefs like Scott Druneau, Rock Harper, Mike Isabella, and Brian Voltaggio, who all lead demos later that day. For foodie fun and more, it's the 6th Annual Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor, sponsored by Mini USA. Visit wineandfoodnh.com for info.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here.
This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
And we are back at the Carpenter's Cook-Off. It's David, Nikki Nellis, Foodie and the Beast. We're live over at the Birchmere, and we are eating like animals here. It's so much fun. And Lisette Bishens is back.
I am back. I've been tasting some great food.
She has been dining around. I mean, it's just starting to kick off here, and she has been tasting. So why don't you tell us some of the things that you've been eating so far?
So went out to Del Rey Pizzeria. Kind of in the corner over there.
They're not making
pizza today. They're making shrimp and grits. And let me tell you something. Ooh. It was good.
Okay, everybody just got up. They're going to get shrimp and grits.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And I had some of Chef Fred's soup, and of course it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for Bravo's dessert because I'm a big rhubarb fan.
I love
it. I would give you some of mine, but I ate
but
it.
But he ate it.
So.
There you go.
The mac and cheese.
But no,
let me,
everything.
Everything. Let me tell you something. I am going out on the limb here, but Hank's will.
Right.
Yeah. They have a mussel salad.
Yum.
I think they're going to give Chef Red a run for her money.
Really?
I'm not going to call it or anything.
Okay.
But
all right. The mussel salad. Everybody put that on your bucket list. Everybody's got to try the mussel salad.
So, all right. Well, I've got a question. Do we know how much money we've raised today?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I won't
tell
ask
you
that question.
Raised
That's like the second time we've asked you a question.
I know,
you're like,
right?
Hello.
Hello.
Like an attorney.
Sold 650 tickets, so that was big. We came in over in sponsorships, so we needed to bring in about $25,000 in sponsorships. We brought in 29, so a big, big shout out to the Motley Fool is our big premier sponsor.
Amazing,
this year.
Right? All right, Motley Fool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a host committee event, which was co-chaired by Chip and Jane Andre and Ted and Lee Ellett, and they doubled the amount of people that came into the host committee.
All right,
so big shout out there.
Yeah, all right.
So we met a lot of our incremental goals, and then a big part tonight is going to be our live auction as well.
Right.
So I have no doubt that we're going to hit that $100,000 mark.
I'm going for $500,000. Come on, everybody.
Let's
do it. So now, let me ask you a question. during the year, how else can people participate in what's going on in the Carpenter Shelter?
Well, they can volunteer. They can go onto our website, and it'll tell you, like, all courses of actions. And so you can always give. You can come to – so this is our big event, and then our next event is the race, which is now in November. Last year we had it
this weekend.
It's
a little much.
Just a little much to do it all together. So in November we have our 5K, 10K. So you can support in those events. But you can always obviously donate, and we are always looking for volunteers. It doesn't matter how small the job. We have 1,000 volunteers that help us do our work.
And what can the volunteers do? I think people who are looking to give back to the community are a little intimidated sometimes because they don't know how they can participate or what they're supposed to be doing. So how can they help you?
So you come through and we give you an orientation, and anything from answering the phone to helping to serve a meal to doing some coaching to some of our clients, to we have an IT committee that works on our computers.
Will's volunteering to head that.
I'm on it.
To you know, to volunteer today. I can't begin to tell you how many volunteers pulled this event together. So we have committees that help us get sponsorship. We have lots of volunteers here today that were here early helping to set up, breaking out the, you know, the plates and all those kinds of things. So there is something for everyone.
Okay.
There's no job too small. We have lots of organizing in our pantry, lots of organizing all over the shelter.
Organizing's my thing. That I can
Ready to do a new a garden. So we're going to be planting a garden. So anybody that likes gardening, and that's going to help us support our kitchen with
Let's make sure that people have the basic information, too. Carpentershelter.org.
Yes.
And they can connect to you guys through the website. What's the phone number in case people are
703-548-7500.
Okay, great. All right, so now the judges, some of the judges have come to join us today. We have Kate Michaels, K Street Kate, as everybody knows her at, and Corey Sue, I don't know your last name, Corey Sue Morris with Bitches Who Brunch. They are two of, and Will, of course, we already have Will up here. Everybody knows who he is. So
I'm obviously not as pretty. So.
No, but you look good, babe.
I don't know. Will, you're pretty to me.
It's that smile.
So can you give them the direction? Now, the public is going to be judging, but what are these judges going to be doing today?
So these judges, you've got a big job.
Right.
You've got some real contenders out there.
They look nervous.
They should be.
Kate?
They should be.
It's
hungry.
Don't be so nervous.
No, I was like, Kate looks hungry. She needs to eat.
So you're going to go out. You're going to taste all of the wonderful food, and we're going to have a best appetizer, a best entree, and a best dessert.
Okay.
That is what
these folks are charged with. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
And our audience and all of our participants are charged with going out and picking the people's choice. So you have tickets, and there's a little bucket, and you go by, and you slip your little ticket in.
Now, where is everybody getting their tickets?
When they walk in through the door.
When they walk in through the door, you get tickets. How many tickets? You get three. One for each?
No. People's choice is one.
Oh, just one. Okay,
and it's
sorry.
For all the folks in the audience.
Okay, great.
So they're going to pick their very, very, very favorite dish, and they're going to stick it in the
bucket. You were offering that to me.
Okay. All right, so Will, now that you're going to be judging, have you dined around already? And, I mean, you know a lot of the guys here and women here. So are they like, hey, man...
No, not at all, actually. I think it was – I spent more time finding out what was going on with the community and everything I'd missed and catching up and trash talking, obviously.
I can't believe that. Chefs trash talking? That sounds so
– Unnormal.
Normal. That just doesn't sound like something
you know what?
Do.
It sounds very much like marriage.
Yeah. No, it was more of a – you know, what I've missed in the neighborhood and just talking about, you know, how everybody – the community's coming together to help. Obviously, a greater organization in our community. So.
All right, so you're ready for the deal.
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to ask you to switch headphones with Kate, and then you can switch with Kate because I want Lisette to keep her headphones on.
Okay.
So, Kate, you've judged a little bit before. I think you judged here last year, didn't you?
She did.
I sure did, and that's why I had to come back. This food was so good.
Was it?
It was amazing.
Okay. I can see that you put on a ton of weight.
I know. You're
well,
I
dieted all year in preparation for doing this again.
So, now, did you just come out of, like, the White House correspondence insanity?
This weekend has been insane. I've been running around. I feel like I've been running a marathon. You'll have to ask Corey Sue. She actually did run a half marathon this morning.
Oh, my God. Did you run that marathon this morning?
Yeah, the Nike Women's Half. It was great.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. The Nike Women's Half this morning.
Good for you.
So the weekend has been insane. We've seen all the celebrities and all of their wonderful wear.
Right.
And now we can eat a lot so that we won't fit in that wear. But it will be spectacular.
Okay, so who are you looking at? Like, since you know people from last year, there are seven new restaurants this year. Who are you looking at that you think... you're excited.